Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I was thinking this morning, super lucky. I don't know if you guys are going to feel the same way, but I do, that this weekend we have our Burt's Big Adventure Conference, where we all come together from the staff here. The Burt Show goes on Burt's Big Adventure, which is the trip that we take down to Disney World every year with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. It's you guys that are listening. You guys are the shareholders, man. You donate everything for this trip. And this weekend, we all link up and hang out and go through the schedule and just prepare for the entire trip. And I was thinking this morning on the way in, man, most people and most jobs, I think, when you have to hang out with people that you work with on the weekends, you'd be like, God, I got to see those people Monday through Friday. And I was thinking, dang, man, I get to hang with you guys this weekend, too.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes, sir.
It's really nice to work with people that you consider friends, right? And that all have, like, the same common goal, especially for this weekend, which is to focus on our kids and making sure that these kids have a magical, magical time. This is a fun weekend for us. We got a fun staff. But we could still use your guys' help for Burt's Big Adventure 2024.
Yeah, so we have a wish list. And this is just for last-minute items that we would like to get for the families and the kids before we head off to Disney. So if you go to burtsbigadventure.org, you'll find things like, of course, we go through a ridiculous amount of hand sanitizer. The bubble wands are a lot cheaper to get on Amazon than they are to buy in the Disney parks. So things of that nature that would just really put the cherry on the top of the trip. If you go to burtsbigadventure.org, or if you want to search the wish list, Burt's Big Adventure, it's on Amazon, mm-hmm. Making it easy to get delivered because, yeah, we're leaving in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, in a roundabout way, it really helps out a lot because you guys have already done the heavy lifting on as far as giving us gifts that we can actually do this trip. But we almost like hate to take out of the money that you've already given us for these smaller things. And there is no small thing in Disney. Everything is super expensive and Disney doesn't give us any cut at all. There's no break at all on any of our tickets or anything like that. And I don't even blame them. They must have 7,000 organizations that are hitting them every single day for discounts, and at the end of the day, Disney World is a profit-making machine.
Yes, it is.
So we'd rather, like, get all this stuff lined up so we don't have to spend the big money that you guys have already given us.
And a little fun fact, before we even go to Disney, the Burt's Big Adventure staff, we put together little suitcases. So we had Mickey and Minnie-themed suitcases, and we pile it full of everything the families are going to need because that's the whole purpose of the trip. They don't have to worry about anything. They don't have to think about anything. So little fans that you can put on your stroller to keep the kid cool or to put on the wheelchair to keep the kid cool. And like I said, little, like, all the girls, we had the cutest Disney bows and mini bows for them to wear if they wanted to, like, you know, accentuate their outfits and stuff. So it's little things like that. And it is literally a suitcase filled to the brim that we send to them before we even go to Disney.
Yeah, those things are so expensive that it might be cheaper for you guys just to donate $500 rather than two Disney pins. No, seriously, like if you were looking at doing a donation, you're like, man, I can't afford that this year. $150, $200, I'll get them next year. This is a great way to do something way less expensive, but still has impact, a lot of impact.
Exactly. And then if you see, like when you go to the burtsbigadventure.org and you look at all the pictures from the trip and you see one of our BBs, PBA kiddos wearing that cute little bow that you purchased from Amazon, that would be a good feel good.
This is actually a really nice transition because when we go down to Orlando, 9 out of 10 times, it's super hot down there, right? We all got our waters, what have you. There has been a trend, I don't know how long it's been, year and a half, 2 years, that Stanley Cups now are all the rage, right?
They've been around for a minute, but something happened in the last couple of months that they've become like next sphere. It's so bizarre.
I would really love to study trends because I don't know, like Kristen said, this wave of popularity for Stanley Cups, and I'm sure TikTok's behind it somehow, some way, right?
Yeah, you have the early adopters who are the early TikTok influencers, and then you had people who got on that after that, and now that it's exploded, I guarantee you in 2 months they're no longer cool. Yep. Owala is the new cool cup.
Owala now.
Owala.
Owala.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I guarantee you, like, in 6 months we'll be like, why is everyone drinking out of Owala cups?
Because there's a bubble that will burst.
Mm-hmm.
That if everybody has one, it's no longer cool to have one. And mm-hmm. so people no longer want it.
It burst when people were fighting over it at Target.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the ick started for a lot of people.
And I don't know where it started, where it really came from. Totally, you can't officially track it down. But it might be great that we're going to evolve into this new one because they've been doing some research on these Stanley cups. And they're finding that if they're chipped, there's a lot of lead that's leaking into your drinks and into your body.
I got a Stanley!
A wave of TikTokers are testing them for lead and even throwing out the pricey status symbols. The company says its products are safe, explaining on its website that it uses an industry standard pellet to seal the vacuum insulation, and the sealing material includes some lead, but it's covered with a durable stainless steel layer, making it inaccessible to consumers. The controversy threatening to slow the momentum Stanley has built with female consumers and influencers is now a $750 million a year juggernaut beloved by women. So how concerned should you be?
There really is practically zero risk of you ingesting any of the lead that's in this cup.
Lead exposure expert Jack Caravano says while people shouldn't worry, he's disappointed the company chose to use any amount of lead in its products.
We pretty much have stopped using lead in just about every product out there.
Stanley also tells engineering and supply chain teams are making progress on innovative alternative materials for use in the sealing process.
I wonder if that's why that Stanley cup survived the car fire. Because I had a listener hit me up because we were discussing this before, like, why did all of a sudden Stanley's just explode? And she said something went viral of a woman whose car caught on fire and it was completely burnt out except for her Stanley cup, who didn't look touched and still had water and ice in it. And Stanley bought her, and Stanley bought her a new car.
So why doesn't Stanley start making cars? Sounds a lot safer.
The lead in these cups is used at the very bottom, and a lot of tumblers that are vacuum sealed or double wall insulated like that have it. It's to seal it in at the bottom, then they put stainless steel over the top. The problem is when you run them through the dishwasher a lot, that bottom can be loose, especially if you have kids and they play with it. And then once it comes off, they can be exposed to lead. Lead Safe Mama tests all of these things, so that's who I would check out. And she's cleared the Yeti 20-ounce tumbler, the Rambler, as lead-free inside and out. So if you are very concerned, like they said, you're probably not going to get any lead unless your cup is broken or worn down. But if you're really concerned, you might want to check out Yeti.
The Burt Show.